Good morning, Sarah. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Good to hear. Good to hear. It's cold this morning. 3 degrees right now. Regina's actually sitting at -3 at the moment. So.
I will admit we did turn on the furnace for the first time
you
this
did?
Weekend.
We've held off.
It was a little
but
chilly.
But it was close. We were, you know, it was like, we better cook supper soon.
Right, warm up the
it's
house.
It's getting
yeah.
a bit cold in here. What have we got in our Country Music Insider?
Lady Wilson just performed in front of a sold-out Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, and she brought out some of her famous friends, which included Jelly Roll, and after they sang their song together, he picked her for a certain CMA award.
As a girl, Dad, what you mean to my family and my daughter and all these little girls in this building, the inspiration, you are the role model us parents were praying for, to encourage these young women to be brave, be bold, and share their testimony across the globe. You did that, girl. You put the bell bottoms back in style, girl. You made country music cool again. A 66 city whirlwind tour.
Ah, Jelly Roll. I need him as a motivational speaker. Just
right?
Get me out of bed every morning with right? some motivation, Jelly Roll, right?
Love Jelly. There's a British comedian named Michael Reese who did a British version of Alan Jackson's classic Chattahoochee in it.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if it's funny, but it's definitely weird.
All right, let's hear it.
Talking about cars and dreaming about beans. Never out of plan, just a living for the innit. Yeah, way down yonder on a Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that bottle of water meant to me. But I learned how to swim, I learned how I was. A lot about in it in a little about beans.
Well, I'm going to have that song stuck in my head for the rest
of the day. Dream about beans.
Dream about beans. Heck yeah.
Tim McGraw is going to be performing a special limited engagement at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in early December. He's going to be replacing Dolly Parton, who had to pull out
of her
residency.
That's cool that he stepped up
yeah.
for that.
Well, she's got some medical stuff going on right now. So, way to go, Tim, for that. And Kane Brown and Caitlin Brown's duet, Thank God, helped inspire a Lifetime Network Christmas movie.
Really?
It's called Thank God Christmas at the Keller Ranch. And Kane and Caitlin are both going to be executive producing the movie, which will air as part of the It's a Wonderful Life holiday movie lineup. So the plot finds a hockey player returning to Tennessee to recover from an injury 3 weeks before Christmas with a single mom serving as his therapist.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is usually the basis of a
yeah.
big city guy, little town widow. Yeah,
and here's the movie.
Yeah.
And there you go. That is our Country Music Insider today.